Legal. Anyone remember anything of that?
啊，如果没有人记得的话，我要不要把上2个礼拜前的奖章再讲一遍？
So,
我想不需要哈，
if
不
you
需要。
cannot remember anything, I might just repeat that same message today.
我上次分享的题目是以圣洁为追求。
What I shared last time is pursuit of holiness.
我今天要分享的题目是以谦卑束腰。
Today, what I'm going to share with you is to clothe yourself with humility.
这两个题目其实是有连续性的。
The two messages are actually connected together.
因为我们待会会看到，我会跟大家分享一个说，有一个很属灵的人叫穆安德烈，我不知道大家知不知道这个人。
I wonder if you know a very famous master of devotional. Whose name is Andrew Murray. I wonder if you know him.
他曾经说过一句话，
He once said,
他说：“假冒圣洁的主要标志就是缺乏谦卑。
He said that the fake holiness, the major mark of faked holiness is lackness of humility.
”所以，我们如果要以谦卑为要以圣洁为追求的话，我们第一步就是要学习谦卑。
If we want to pursue the holiness, the first step we've got to learn how to be humble.
我们最后一步恐怕还是要学习谦卑。
Actually, we start with humility, and we should end with humility as well.
因为有另一个很属灵的人是一个姐妹叫盖恩夫人她曾经说过这样一句话。
There's another very famous person, maybe you know, his name is.
Mrs. Barrett, Garrett.
Miss Guy, yeah.
他说：“骄傲是第一个罪，恐怕也是最后一个罪。
And she said the pride is the first sin, and it must be the last one as well.
”所以，以谦卑束腰是我们一生的功课。
So to gird ourselves or clothe ourselves. With humility is a lesson that we shall learn the whole life.
如果我们什么时候觉得我们这门功课已经学好了，
Anytime we think we can graduate from the class of humility,
那只意味着两件事情：
that only means two things.
要么你该去见主了，
Either you are going to see God,
或者呢，这正是你需要学习谦卑这门功课。
or that's just point out that you. Really need to learn how to be humble.
好，我们的这圣经都已经读过，刚刚读过了哈，
For the scriptures
所以我
we've
们时
read,
间关系，我们就直接进入我们今天的分享。
we'll just pass those
为什
passages.
么谦卑这件事情这么重要？
Why humanity is so important?
因为谦卑才能使我们享受到完全的救恩。
Because only through humility that we can enjoy salvation.
我们要享受到完全的救恩，我们首先要知道说我们人是怎么堕落的。
If we want to enjoy the full salvation, we got to know how we fell.
我们人是怎么堕落的？我们人的堕落，其实，我们走了一条天使堕落的这个同样的路径。
The human race fell actually in the same way as the angels fell.
天使是怎么堕落的？
How did the angels fell?
天使长又是怎么变成了魔鬼的王？
So how did Satan become a Satan, though he's created the angel?
在以赛亚书14章那个地方，神给了我们一个很清楚的启示。
In Isaiah chapter 14, God gave us a revelation on how Satan fell.
在那个地方，他说：“明亮之星，早晨之子啊，他指的就是天使长。他说：‘你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍在地上？’他说，然后他就说：‘你心里曾说。’”我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神的众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山顶，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
So over there, God said that the old shining one with shining star, sign of the dawn, how you are fallen from heaven. You who made the nations know how you are cut down to the ground. You said in your own heart, you said, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mountain of assembly, on the uttermost height of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.
这里面我们可以数一下，他讲了几个我。
Over here, you can just count how many I he mentioned.
他又讲了几个生局这样的字。
And then, how many words he talk about the depth and height and those kind of things.
然后因着他有这样一种极不，他有这样的一种野心，所以神最后给他的判决是。然而，你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。
In his outrageous ambition, and he wanted to do all those kind of things, but God said that, but you are brought down to the grave, to the depth of the pit.
那个曾经极其美丽的人，那个曾经被神称为明亮之星，被神称为早晨之子的这么一个天使长，最后他被砍倒在地，到坑中极深之处。
So that archangel created by God, who is the most beautiful, and who is called the morning star, who is called the sign of the dawn. But because of this arrogance and his pride, God just brought him down to the depth of the pit.
如果说天使长都不能因着骄傲增添自己一分的荣耀，
Even the archangel had not added any glory to him by his own pride.
那人又怎么可能通过骄傲、通过这种自我抬举的方式来获得丝毫的荣耀呢？
So how can human being can add any glory to himself by his own pride?
很不幸的是，我们人类的始祖正是在这件事情上面跌倒了。
Very unfortunately, our original fathers, our original parents, Adam and Eve, they fell on exactly the same way.
当蛇把引诱放到人类始祖的面前的时候，
When the ancient serpent
最。
tempted our forefather.
最致命的一个诱惑，恐怕就是他知道说他人能够像神一样，能够分辨善恶。
I would think the most deadly temptation is that he was tempted to be like God.
你看，人的堕落跟撒旦的堕落，跟天使长的堕落，走过了何其相似的一个心态。
So look at it here. The fall of the angel, the archangel, to Satan, and human race fall is so similar.
撒旦要与至上者同等，
And Satan wants to be like the Most High, to be equal with the Most High.
人也要与神一样。
And human beings want to be like God.
所以，我们今天也堕落了下来。
That's why we fell as well.
当人选择了这么一条道路，因而堕落下来的时候，神的拯救的道路就与这条道路正好相反。
So, since we fell in such a way, salvation just reverses it.
耶稣基督的救恩正是建立在谦卑和虚己的上面。
Jesus Christ's salvation is actually based on his humility and emptying of himself.
我们刚刚读过的这个圣经里面他有说一句，他说：“他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。”
So over the passage we read just now, Jesus Christ himself is God. It's a form of God. And do not take equality with God as something grasped.
你看，无论是天使还是神，当这些受造的与神不同等的受造物想要与神同等的时候，他们堕落了。
So you see, all the creatures, angels, or human being, when they want to be equal with God, they fell.
而一个本来是神，一个本来有神的形象，他却不以自己与神同等为强夺。
But another one by every nature is God himself. He just become man, become humble so that he can bring the salvation to us.
他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
He made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
他既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in the appearance as a human being, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on cross.
所以，那位把撒旦砍倒、下到极深之处的神，就把这位顺服的基督升为至高。
So the God who brought down Satan to the depths of the pit, he actually just exalted Jesus Christ to the highest possible place.
所以，神就定义将想要与神同等而因而堕落的人，要拯救他们，他们就必须走一条相反的道路。
So, in order to save those people, the human being who fell because they wanted to be equal with God, so God got to save them through a reversed way. So God become man, and then so that man who wanted to become God become fell, they can restore.
谦卑就成了一个人蒙到拯救的必要走的一条路。
So humility become a must and mandatory necessary path to salvation.
今天再过一会儿，我们将要见证有五位弟兄姐妹受洗归入到基督。
Today we are going to have a baptism service. Five brothers and sisters, they will witness the salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我不是在这里算旧账哈，但是我要指出的是他们曾经都是很骄傲的人。
I'm not trying to set an account with them, but
跟我一样
I want to remind you and everybody that once upon a time they were very proud and arrogant people, just like me, myself.
我们曾经都拒绝救恩。
Once upon a time we rejected salvation.
我们拒绝救恩的原因是因为我们相信我们靠自己就能做得好。
We reject salvation and the gospel because we thought through our own effort we can save ourselves.
我们相信或许这个世界上有人靠着自己达不到上帝的标准，但是我可以。
We might think that in this world, maybe many people cannot obtain salvation by their own effort, but I should be able to.
但是有一天，神用他的大爱，用他的大能，夺回了我们这样的心意。
But one day, God just reversed our mind. God just win our mind over.
所以我们终于在神面前低下了头。
And then we just bow our head in humility.
我不知道大家喜不喜欢看莎士比亚的剧哈。
I wonder if you like Shakespeare dramas.
莎士比亚写过一个剧叫《亨利八世
Henry VIII. Henry VIII. Henry 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 VIII. Henry
VIII. Yeah, one of Shakespeare's play. 它里面讲到了有一个，这个是真人真事哈，讲到了有一个英国的这个宰相叫伍尔西。Worthy.
Okay, you got to translate your question.
Yeah, Henry VIII told us a story about one of the bishop and the prime minister Worthy. 他建立的在伦敦英国的牛津大学建立的学院，到今天都是全世界的最高学府。
So one of the colleges named or created by him and after his name in Oxford University, still even today, is one of the most famous and best in the world.
他曾经有一度被大家认为在英国他的权势超过了英国国王。
At one time, people even regard his authority, his power is higher than the king of British.
最后他死之前，他讲过这样一句话。
Before he died, he said such a thing.
他跟一个修道院的人说，他说一个快要死的老人来到你这里，求你给他一块1尺宽3尺长的地。对不起，3尺宽6尺长的地， 把他埋葬了。
So he said to a person in a monitor, what's the name?
Yeah, monitor.
And he said that a old person, an old man, a dying man, just beg you to give him a land, which is 3 feet wide and 6 feet long, so that he can be buried there.
他说我曾经拥有半个英格兰。
He said, once upon a time, I had half of the whole England.
他说我现在知道我只需要这样一块地。
But at the end, I only need 3x6.
他说 他对他的一个照顾他的仆从说，他说 我劝，他说我用我自己的一生来劝你放弃野心。
So he said to one of the young men who turned him, said, I use in all the days of my life's wisdom, I admonish you and I warn you, give up your ambition.
他说就为了这一项罪过，他说连天使都堕落了。
Out of ambition, even angel fell.
他说人怎么可能靠着野心让自己得到荣耀？
How can a human being obtain glory through his ambition?
谦卑是我们获得救恩的必要的道路。
So humility is the must path, the path we must take to salvation.
好，这是第一个，我们谦卑是我们 得到享受到完全的救恩。第二
humility made us to enjoy the full salvation.
第二，谦卑是圣洁的要求和标志。
Secondly, humility is a mark of humility is a main mark. Humility is a mark of holiness.
Yeah, 那个啊，我刚刚分享过说 ，Andrew Murray 哈提醒我们说，假冒圣洁的主要标志就是缺乏谦卑。
And Andrew Murray said the main mark of fake your holiness, lack of your humility.
圣经给了我们一个非常好的例子，来让我们看到说 ，Andrew Murray 啊，他讲的假冒的圣洁是什么样子的
？The world say, what Andrew Murray mean by fake holiness?
Yeah. 在以赛亚书65章那个地方，他就讲到了神就指出了说，以色列百姓当中普遍存在的一种现象，就是他们一面去向偶，他们一面去做这种所有许许多多各种各样违背律法的事。
So in Isaiah chapter 65, over there the prophet says about the people of Israel. On one hand, they did everything opposed to the law.
而他们还对别人说：“你们走开，不要挨近我，因为我比你圣洁。”
On the other hand, they said to other people, "Keep away, don't come near me, for I am holier than you. I'm too holy for you."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，一个教会，当一个教会出现问题的时候，哈，你就会发现说，这个教会里的人彼此一天到晚在批评。
So, brothers and sisters, when a church is in trouble, you will notice one thing that brothers and sisters criticize each other.
他彼此都看不顺眼。
They just cannot, they just look down upon each other.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们彼此在说，你们离开我，因为我比你圣洁。
Because they basically say to each other, keep away from me, for I am too sacred for you.
我们记得圣经里面在耶稣的这个年代，耶稣曾经告诉过我们一个故事，就是耶稣曾经在圣殿里面遇到两个人。
Also in the Gospels, we know that one time Jesus Christ met two persons in the temple.
一个人是法利赛人。
And one of them is a Pharisee.
我们可以想象哈，这个人肯定在圣殿里面是趾高气扬的一副样子。
We can imagine that this Pharisee in the temple must be one who is so exulting.
他抬着头，挺着胸。
And he's jawed in.
Yeah, 他跟上帝在上帝的面前一面骂着那个税吏哈，他说我不像这个税吏。
So he prayed to God and he just declared before God that on one hand, I'm not like that tax collector.
一面他隶属他自己的功劳，他自己的好处。
On the other hand, he's counting his goodness before God.
另外一个呢是税吏，就是被他骂的人。
And another one is a tax collector who is criticized by the Pharisee.
这个税吏连抬头都不敢，眼睛看着地。
And this tax collector, he even did not dare to raise his head to God. He just looked down on the ground.
他只敢对神说：“神呐，求你开恩，可怜我这个不义的人。
And he can only say to God, Oh God, have mercy on me, an unrighteous, hateful person.
”然后耶稣在边上，耶稣就做了这样一个评价。
And Jesus Christ gave such an evaluation to these two persons.
他说：“我告诉你们，这人指的是税吏。”他说：“回去必比那人算为义了。”
And Jesus said that I tell you, this man, Mr. Tax Collector, went down to his home justified rather than the other.
为什么呢？耶稣进一步做了一个解释。
And Jesus gave a further explanation to it.
他说：“因为凡自高的必降为卑。
And he said, For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled.
自卑的必升为高。
But the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人，我们的属灵生命越老练的人哈，他其实越常常看到自己的罪。
the maturer we are, the more we see our own sins and transgression.
他越常常的认罪。
And he would confess his sins more often.
这个其实也很容易理解。
This is very easy to understand.
我们在一个灯光灰暗的地方哈，很可能会看不清楚许多东西。
In a very dim area, we might not be able to see things clearly.
可是我们到一个很明亮的地方，我们到一个很亮的地方，光线很充足的地方，我们就会能够看到一些事情的细节。
And when we are in a very light-hand, well-illuminated area, and they will be able to see the details of a lot of things.
这个事情在属世的事情上是这个样子，在属灵的事上也是这个样子。
It's not only in physical world itself, it's the same in spiritual world.
我们说起。古往今来，属灵的人恐怕没有人超过保罗了。
We'll see that when we talk about the holy man,
耶稣除外，耶稣除外。
Yeah, when we talk about holy people, I think in the human race, except our Lord Jesus Christ, nobody can really surpass Apostle Paul.
但是，如果我们好好的去读一下。保罗的所有的书信里面，他讲到他自己的时候，我们有些时候会很有趣的发现一个现象，说保罗当他越侍奉的年岁越久，他的属灵生命越老练的时候，他对自己的评价好像是越来越低。
So if we read through the epistles and other works by Apostle Paul, we'll find a very interesting point that the older Apostle Paul became, the more mature he became, he just regarded himself less and less.
你看哈，我们今年上半年读那个加拉太书的时候，对不起，我们要读那个哥林多后书的时候哈，我明年上半年我们要读的时候，我们会看到说他自己一点也不在那些最大的使徒以下。
In the second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 5, he evaluated himself. He said, "I do not think I'm in the least inferior to those super apostles."
这是一个事实，
And that's a fact.
但是保罗那个时候，他看到这个事实，他说出了这个事实。
And Paul saw that, and he just exposed that.
在他说这个事实的时候，是有这个必要的。
And it's actually there's a necessity for him to proclaim that fact.
到了后来，当他写以弗所书的时候，当他在罗马的监狱里面写以弗所书的时候。
But later, when he was imprisoned in a Rome, prison, and he wrote the Epistle of Ephesians.
他说, 我比众圣徒中最小的还要小。
And he said over there that I'm less than the least of all God's people.
这个时候，他依然是使徒，但是他也同样同时，他看到说他自己比众圣徒中最小的还要小。Though
he's still an apostle, but he realized that he's less than the least of all saints.
到他写提摩太书、提摩太前书的时候，那个时候离他殉道已经很近了。
So when he wrote the epistle First Timothy, and he's very close to martyred by God,
他的生命,
for God, I'm sorry,
他的生命快要到终点了。
and it's almost end to his life in this world.
他的生命也已经几乎完全成熟了。
But at that time, he's very close to a real mature person.
在那个时候，他依然是使徒。
At that time, he's still an apostle.
他或许依然知道他自己比众圣徒最小的还要小。
Maybe he still thinks he's even less than the least of all saints.
但那个时候，他又看到一件事情，他说，在罪人当中，我是一个罪魁。
But over there, he said that of all the sinners of whom I'm the foremost, or I'm a chief sinner.
弟兄姐妹，我们自己是不是觉得我们自己是一个罪魁？
Brothers and sisters, do you anytime regard yourself as the chief sinner?
我有些时候会说哈，我是一个罪魁。
The worst of all, sometimes I would say that I'm a chief sinner.
我最近一次就是在我的案例的典礼上，我分享的时候，我说了这句话。
And actually, on the day I was ordinated, I shared a message, and actually I just called myself the chief sinner.
但是我也不是100%的真的这个这么觉得。
You know what? Though I said so, I don't mean 100%.
有些时候我们引用这句圣经，我们并不100%的这么觉得。
Though sometimes we quote the Bible, we do not mean it 100%.
因为我们心里总觉得有许多人其实好像不如我。
Because I still think that there are not people not as good as me.
保罗他说，罪人当中他是一个罪魁。
But Paul said that among all the sinners, he is the worst.
为什么？
Why?
因为他对自己的反省比我们更深。
Because he knew himself better than we know ourselves.
他也知道骄傲这件事情的可怕。
And he knows the how terrible the pride is in us.
他更知道罪这个重担是何等的沉重。
And he knew the burden of sin, how heavy it is.
我们越认识罪的可怕，越认识骄傲的可，骄傲这种疾病的，骄傲是多么难以除去的一种疾病，我们越会说罪人当中我是一个罪魁。
The more we know how terrible sins are, the more we know how difficult it is to deal with pride, the easier for us to say that among all the sinners, I am the worst.
所以盖恩夫人才会告诉我们说，骄傲是人类犯的第一个罪，也是人类会犯的最后一个罪。That's
why Mr. Guyon just said that the pride is the first sin human race committed, and it would be the last one to be dealt with.
好，我们接下来我们要看，我们要如何的操练谦卑。
Now we are going to go to the next section, how to practice humility.
真正的谦卑是活在神的面前，不断的去更新我们与神的关系。
So the real humility is a status that we live before God all the time and renew our relationship with Him constantly.
我们不是就像保罗讲的，他不是以为他得着了。
Just as Apostle Paul said that, he did not He did not think that he has achieved it.
而他一直是向着前面，向着标杆直跑。
But he said that not that I have already obtained, but I press on.
他一直要努力向前。And
he just dream forward, push forward.
那我们要更新，活在神的面前，我们首先就是要欣赏并我们要承认并且欣赏神的荣耀。
To live before God, we need to acknowledge and appreciate God's glory.
今天友强兄跟我们引用的我们的这个宣召的经文是在诗篇148篇。Our
brother Paul today used the Psalm 148, to call us to worship.
大家回去看一下，它里面用了多少次"我要赞美耶和华，我要赞美耶和华"。
So you're going to count how many times the psalmist said, praise the Lord, for this, for that.
这首诗开头就说了两遍,
In the very beginning, the psalmist mentioned it twice.
结束又说了一遍,
And it was ended with one.
这个就是一个诗篇到148篇。我们知道诗篇总共只有150篇，诗篇148篇就是整个的诗篇里面，灵里面已经越走越高，越走越高，已经快要到头了。 已经快要到顶了。
Now we know that there are 150 psalms in the Bible, and 148 is almost at the end. And actually through the whole psalm, the spirit of the psalmist just become more and more energized and powerful. And now it's almost come to the summit.
所以赞美耶和华，赞美耶和华这个词哈，就是哈利路亚啊！你如果去读的话，就是哈利路亚。 这个词出现的频率就越来越高。
So we know that toward the end of Psalms, Hallelujah, this word become more and more frequent.
好，我再多说一句哈，我们读诗篇，如果我们仔细去读诗篇的话，圣经把诗篇分成了五卷。If
we read Psalms, I'm going to add it over here. There are five sections or books in Psalms.
前三卷它结束的时候，他都是说"阿门，阿门"。
Now, in the first three sections, all of them ended with Amen and Amen.
第四卷它结束的时候，他说"阿门，哈利路亚"。
But on the fourth section, it says Amen and Hallelujah.
第五卷就是诗篇150篇结束的时候，他说"哈利路亚，哈利路亚"。
But on the end, out of Psalm 150, it says that it ended with Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
他不再说"阿门"了。
It does not say Amen anymore.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他不向神求什么东西了。
He does not ask for anything from God anymore.
他已经完全满足了。
He is so content with who God is.
他承认说，神已经把他所需用的一切丰丰富富的给了他了。
And he acknowledged that God has gave to him abundance for whatever he needs.
以至于他的口中已经没有祈求了,
That's why he even does not want to make any request for
只剩下赞美。
God. So what left is just to praise the Lord.
所以他就讲说哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
That's why he ended Psalm with Hallelujah.
很有趣的，我建议弟兄姐妹，你们回去之后，你们把诗篇很快的从头到尾去看一遍，越快越好。
I encourage you to read through Psalm, read it through as quickly as possible.
Yeah, 第一卷的结束好像是42篇。
The first section ended on
第二卷的结束应该是71篇。
and the second section ended at 71.
第三卷应该是89篇。
And the third ended at 89.
第四卷不是102篇，就是103篇，这个地方。
Okay, the fourth is ended at 103 or 102.
第五卷是150篇。
And the last one is 150.
哎，就是说你去看那个诗篇是怎么结束的时候，你就会感觉到说你的灵越一点一点的被提起来。
So you will feel how the spirit is stirred up and exalted within God.
我们越接近神，我们越要赞美他。
The closer we come to God, the more we'll praise God.
我们越接近那个真光，我们就越谦卑。
The more we the closer we get to the true light, and we'll be more humble.
这是第一个，我们要承认并且要欣赏神的荣耀，我们要赞美他。
The first one is we got to acknowledge and appreciate God's glory and praise Him.
第二，我们要否定我们自己的义和自己的能力。
And the second one is that we need to deny our own righteousness and our power.
我们今天心里充满了欢喜快乐。
Today we are filled with joy.
因为有许多的弟兄姐妹要受浸归入到基督的名下。
Because some brothers and sisters are going to be baptized into the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们怎么会做出这个决定？
How can they make such a decision?
是不是他们自己，因为他们自己有了这个定规要这样做？
Is it because they decided by themselves?
是。
Yes.
是不是因为我们当中有许多的人之前在做福音的工作上面，新政长老，一直讲那个受浸班，一直教了许许多多的课。
Is it because that there are many brothers and sisters share gospel with them, and even Elder Chen just give them the baptism classes? Yes.
是。
Yes.
是。但是圣经上告诉我们说，不在乎定义的，也不在乎奔跑的。只在乎那发怜悯的神。
But according to the Bible, it's not he who wills, it's not he who made a purpose, but it's by God who has mercy to do the work.
我们要知道说，我们的努力，我们固然要付出努力，但是最终让事情成就的是神。
Yes, we got to acknowledge that we got to make our effort, but it's God who makes things happen.
所以今天首先是神宣告得胜的日子。
So today is a day that we proclaim the victory of our God.
其次才是我们宣告得胜的日子。
And the second and secondary is our proclaim of victory.
我们要否定自己的义和自己的能力。
We need to deny ourselves of our own righteousness. 我们
要知道说，不在乎定义的，不在乎奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
We got to claim that it's not due to he who wills and it's not due to who runs, but it's due to he who gives mercies.
然后我们要依靠神的引导和能力。
And we need to trust in God's lead and his power.
我们或许前面还有许多的困难。
We might have other difficulties before us.
或许我们当中还有人觉得信耶稣很难。
There might be people among us who think it's very difficult to believe in Jesus Christ.
或许我们当中有些人曾经觉得自己好像信耶稣了，哎，后来又想想，好像信错了，也不必要信。
There may be some people among us that they say, "Oh yeah, at one time I believed in Christ, but later I had another thought. I think it's not reasonable to believe."
我们怎么样子面对这样的情形？
How can we face such kind of situations?
我们要信靠神，依赖神。
We got to trust in God and depend on Him.
我们深信主若许可，在他的时间，他一定会成就他的旨意。
We need to believe, we must believe that in His own timing, people will come to faith.
我们不喜悦人走弯路。
We do not like people to detour and take a long time together.
但是我们深信神是能够化腐朽为神奇的神。
But we believe God can make everything work together for the good.
因此，无论我们面对什么样的情形
，So that's why no matter what kind of situations we face,
即使我们心里忧愁
，Even though sometimes we're troubled in heart,
但是我们到神面前，我们回到神的面前，我们依然愿意相信。
But when we come before God, we still have faith. We believe.
在旧约圣经当中，有一次讲到大卫。
In the Old Testament, in a passage about King David,
他出去征战。
He went out for war.
他得胜归来。
And he won, and he came home in victory.
他发现仇敌趁他出去征战的时候打了，就说是来进攻了他的家。
And he found that his hometown, Ziklag was actually ruined by the enemy.
掳掠了他所有他留在家里的所有的妇女和财物。
And all his people, including his children and his wives and all his wealth, were all captured away by the enemy.
而那个时候，跟随他的人，他的战士，那些跟随他的人都起来要用石头把他给打死。
And those people who followed him, because they are so troubled, they even wanted to put him to death by stoning him.
圣经告诉我们说，大卫心里忧愁。
And the Bible said that, David was bitter in his heart as well.
但是他靠着耶和华，心里坚定。
But he strengthened in his heart by the power of God.
我们要学习大卫这样的一种心态，
We need to learn from the example of God, of David.
一个在神面前真正谦卑的人，即便我们在忧愁当中，我们都有指望。
A humble person, even though in a position that we have bitterness in our heart, we still rely on God and we have hope in Him.
好，我们接下来要讲真正谦卑的标志是什么？
We'll say that what are the true marks of true humility?
真正谦卑的标志，哈，不是嘴巴上很客气。
A mark of true humility, not just to be gentle speaking.
真正谦卑的人是一个不断努力的人。
A real humble person never stop making efforts.
保罗他就说：“他说我不是已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求。
And even Paul said that it's not because I think I've obtained that,
”啊，
but rather I'll just keep pushing forward.
然后他说：“我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
And he said, I only have one thing that I lie behind and lie everything, forget what I lie behind, is journeying forward toward my ahead, I press toward that goal.
一个不努力的人，
A person who do not make efforts
是一个内心很骄傲的
is a very a proud person.
人。林三刚弟兄过世之后，我从他那边继承了一本圣经。
So when Elder Belmanin, when he passed away, I inherited a Bible from him.
他这本圣经是他买给自己的一个礼物。
That Bible was a gift he bought for himself.
那个时候他身体已经很虚弱了。
At that time, he was very weak already.
事实上他后来就没有活多久。
Actually, after he bought himself this Bible, he didn't live very long.
他买这本圣经的时候，他的原因是什么呢？
The reason he bought this Bible.
他说：“因为他其他的圣经都上面都有很多的注释。
Is that he made many marks on the other Bibles he had？
”他说他要重新不受过去任何影响的，重新好好的读一遍圣经。
He's saying that I'm buying a brand new Bible so that I put away all the notes and stuff I mark on the other one so that I have a really fresh mind, will not be influenced by whatever I thought before. He wants to read that Bible refresh for one more time.
当他跟我解释这句话的时候，让我感到很脸红。
So when I heard about this from him, I feel really ashamed of myself.
因为这种想法连我都没有了。
Because I never thought this way.
因为我都觉得说，我圣经里面有很多的注释，那很好，这些东西我以后每次看到打开圣经，我都希望把我以前的想法都能够马上回来。
Because for me, if I have some notes in it, I had some I was illuminated by the Holy Spirit on something is recorded. I want every time when I read it, I will reflect on what I gained before.
我都不愿意重新开始读一下圣经，
I did not want to just read the Bible from
因
scratch.
为我想牢牢的抓住神以前给我的亮光。
Because I want to just grasp, I just take hold of what God has bestowed, blessed me with. From the
我
previous,
很难想象还有什么亮光可以超过那些亮光的。
I just think that's the best I've got from God.
一个。不断努力的人是一个永远应该是一个忘记背后努力面前的人。
A person who always make efforts must be one who forgot what lied behind and press forward, which is laying before himself.
好，第二个如何操练谦卑？我们是应该要看别人比自己强。
The second mark of true humility is to consider others better than ourselves.
这个说法是不是很虚伪？
This looks a very kind of hypocrite, right?
弟兄姐妹，一点都不虚伪。
But actually, it's not a hypocrite at all. It's true.
任何一个人，他身上总有你不如的地方。
Every person has something that's more important than you.
就算他有一百样比不上你的地方，他总有一样比得过你的地方。
Even though he or she might have many things that's not as good as yours.
我们要看到他，看别人比自己强，就是我们要能够发现我们周围的弟兄姐妹身上的优点。
So to consider others better than us is to find that their strong points God gave to them, that we can discover that and appreciate that.
一个骄傲的人，眼睛里面容易看到人家的缺点。
A pride person always look at the shortcomings of others.
一个谦卑的人，眼睛里面容易看到人家的优点。
A humble person always see the good points or strong points of others.
所以保罗要告诉我们说，要看别人比自己强。
That's why Paul said that we got to consider others more significant than us.
第三，一个真正谦卑的人，他永远从神的眼光来看别人。
And lastly, a humble person always look at others or appreciate others through the eyesight or from God's perspective.
在罗马书那边教导我们说，不要自欺高大，倒要俯就卑微的人。
In Romans, it says that do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly.
为什么要俯就卑微的人呢？
Why we should associate with the lowly ones?
就是一个人，就算他看起来再卑微，他身上都有神的形象和样式。
So it's because even a person might be in a very lonely state in the society, but he's created or she's created in the image of God.
一个人只要神还把他存留在这个世界上，就说明神都没有放弃他。
If a person still lives in this world, we know that God has not given him up yet.
神都在给他机会。
God still gave him or her an opportunity.
你我算什么？
Who are you or me?
我们怎么配把一个人看死？
How can we just condemn them?
我们怎么配说这样的话？说哎呀，他就是这样了。
How can we say that he's just such a person, just ignore him or her?
连神都没有这样说。
God didn't say that.
我们怎么能这样说？
Why could we say that?
一个真正谦卑的人，从神的眼光看别人的时候，总是有盼望，有希望。
A person, a true humble person, when he looks at others through the perspective of God, and he also has hope.
也一个真正谦卑的人，也永远相信说，别的基督徒里面有圣灵。
And every true humble Christian will also acknowledge one very important spiritual fact.
圣灵
The Holy Spirit is dwelling in them.
圣灵也会感动他。
And the Holy Spirit will motivate them as well.
也会用他。
Or will use them as well.
也会借着他说话。
And also will use them to speak to people around them.
所以一个真正谦卑的人要学习成为一个好的听众。
So that's why a true humble Christian must learn to listen.
所以圣经也告诉我们说，心急发言的显出我们的愚昧。
So that's why in the Bible it says that who is hasty in his words just exposes his stupidity.
我想心急发言也显出我们的骄傲。
Actually, who is hasty in his words actually exposes his pride as well.
我太太哈有一次批评我说，跟我说，她说我讲道哈都很空洞，没什么可操作性。
And one time my wife just reminded me, a criticized me, okay, I will say that.
So
that when I preach, I just preach some high words. There's no real substance.
所以我想，我今天给一个比较实际可操作的一个建议给大家。
That's why I just give some my practice to you.
这个是我自己在神面前愿意跟大家一起学的功课。
This is a lesson that I want to learn together with you before God.
好，非常实际哈。
It's very practical.
就什么呢？弟兄姐妹，我们尽量不要说反话。
So, what I'm recommend you is do our best not to be sarcastic.
我们问问题尽量不要用反问句来问问题。
So when we ask questions, just ask questions. Do not use a sarcastic
sarcastic
word.
Rhetorical question. Rhetorical question. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们用反问句说话哈，常常显出我们内心的骄傲。
So, because if we speak in those kind of ways, asking those kind of questions, actually just expose our pride.
对不起啊，我是说尽量不要，因为圣经里面其实也有让我们看到说，耶稣也反问过别人啊，他问尼哥底母说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不知道吗？”这个也是反问句。保罗在哥林多书里面也讲到说：“你们岂不知什么什么什么？”这个时候。他们只是用于强调一件事情。
So I'm just saying that do our best not to ask questions this way. But actually, in the Bible, even Jesus himself asked in the Academus saying that you are the teacher of Israel. Didn't you know that? And also Paul said that. Didn't you know that? And they really use this kind of way to ask questions.
我们需要这样强调的事情其实不多的。
But they use this way to emphasize things. But in our life, actually, we do not have many opportunities to emphasize.
我们很多的时候用反问句来说话，其实是为了表，其实反映出我们内心的志气高大。
But when we use those ways, actually, just expose that how pride we are.
就是嫌别人太笨了。
We actually, in a way, to see how stupid you are. Even if you know this,
嫌别人反应太慢了。
and also you're so slow to understand this.
来表现我们自己内心的那种不耐烦。
It actually just shows that I'm really impatient with you.
所以就说我们要在神面前学习，因为我是很喜欢用反问去问人家问题的。
The whole reason that my wife just remind me because I just ask questions this way all the time.
我自己意识到这个问题。
I realize this.
然后呢，我就给自己解脱，说我说哎，因为我以前在大学里面我是辩论社的。
I will just give me an excuse saying that in college, actually, I'm a debater.
然后所以我就想说，哎呀，就是那个时候养成的习惯。
And that's a habit that you come out from that.
几十年了，改不了了。
You know, after decades, I cannot correct it.
或许这是真的。
It might be a good excuse.
说明我几十年来都是一个很骄傲的人。
But it just boasts that in decades, I'm a proud person.
说明未来的几十年，如果我还有几十年的话，我一直需要学习谦卑这个功课。
Just review that for the next decade, if I still have the lifespan, I need to learn humility more.
彼得教导我们说，要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
And Apostle Peter said that gird yourself with humility and submit to each other.
保罗教导我们说，当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
And Paul, Apostle Paul said that subject to each other in the awe of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们彼此顺服，不是一种交易。
We submit to each other. It's not a trade. It's not a transaction.
也不是说好，我这次听你的，下次要听我的。
It's not something that you know what I listen to you this time. Next time you should listen to me.
我们做一个交易，我们做一个妥协。
And that's a deal.
不是
，and we just do a compromise like this. No, it's not that.
彼此顺服是一种心态。
So to subject or to submit to each other is a mindset.
彼此顺服是一种是我们在神面前永远要学习的功课。
is a lesson we need to learn before God all the time.
因为我们在彼此顺服，是因为我们要顺服基督。
We submit to each other because we need to submit to Jesus Christ.
所以彼得说，你们众人也要以谦卑束腰。
That's why Peter said that you, everyone, must be girded with humility.
束腰这个字大家熟不熟悉？
Gird, do you know what it means?
我们大概几个礼拜前，我们刚刚读过，以弗所书最后说，我们讲到神全副军装的时候，他讲到了说，我们要用真理束腰。
So if you remember, when we talk about the full armor of God, at the end of Ephesians, it said that we should gird ourselves with the belt of truth.
我记得那个时候我分享的，到是为什么要用真理束腰呢？束腰就是让我们所有的兵器都各就各位，一个人就能够随时准备好去参与征战了。
So we were girded with, why we should girdle? So that means that we will have the belt, then all the weapons, all the instruments we need to use, they have a right place to.
所以束腰就是让我们一个人准备好。
Girdle just means that we are ready.
用真理束腰，我们可以随时准备好征战。
So we were girdled with truth means we are ready to fight.
用谦卑束腰，我们随时准备好一起奔跑天路。
So when we girdled with humility, it means we are ready to run the course that God set before us toward heaven.
弟兄姐妹，没有一个人可以单独奔跑天路的。
Brothers and sisters, nobody, no one can just go to heaven, run this course by him or herself.
我们一定要一起奔跑天路。
We need to run together.
教会一定要一起成长。
Church got to grow together with everyone.
我以前看过一幅漫画。
I saw a cartoon before.
这个漫画画的是一个刺猬。
It talked about a pop can.
然后这个漫画的一个 title 哈。
And the title of the cartoon says,
是这个刺猬问了一个问题。
is a question from this pop can.
这个问题是为什么没有人愿意接近我？
Why nobody wants to be close with me?
弟兄姐妹，如果说我们不好好学习谦卑这门功课的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we do not learn the lesson of humility well,
或迟或早，或深或浅，你会在教会里面发现你自己是一个孤独的人。
Very soon, sooner or later, you are going to find out that you are alone in,
为什么？
in the church. Why?
因为你会把别人都推开。
Because you push the others away like a pop.
谦卑是我们要以谦卑束腰。
Now, humility just means that we've got to get up, we've got to be ready to run with others.
因为只有这样，我们教会才能够一起往前。
In such a way, the whole church can move forward.
我最后我再要我最后我要讲的一个故事是，我已经讲过的一个故事是 George Whitefield 的故事。
I'm going to finish this message with the story of George L. Whitefield.
我尤其要讲的是，当怀特匪为了一个教义的争端，他跟卫斯理发生了一些教义上的不同理解的时候。
When George Whitefield had a disagreement with John Wesley on some doctrines.
我们从今天的角度来看 ，Whitefield 是对，
so、today,
怀特匪是对。
So today, if we look back, we might think that George Whitefield was correct.
但是怀特匪他为了神的工作，为了圣洁运动不至于因此而中断。他礼让了，卫斯理。
But, Whitefield, in order to, for the glory of God and also for the holiness movement to carry on, he decided to, give in.
他做了一个圣经里面亚波罗做的决定。
He made a decision like Apollo in the Bible.
他离开了那些他带领的人。
He just left the people who he brought up in the Lord And he went away.
因为他担心自己如果再跟他们在一起的话，哈，这个分裂就会继续下去。
Because he's afraid that if he introduced them there, they will have division among them.
他讲了一句非常著名的话，
And he said so.
他说：“为让怀特匪这个名字湮灭吧，只要基督的名字被高举。
And he said, let the name of Whitefield be diminished, so the name of Christ can be exalted.
最后，当他过世之后，卫斯理含着眼泪，在他的追思礼拜，在他英格兰的追思礼拜上，对他的这个。对他的这位扶持他的兄长做了一生的评价。
So when George Whitefield passed away, John Wesley, in his funeral, a memorial service in England, and he just said, John Wesley just said that in tears that.
他总结的他的这位同工的一生，他说他甘心的做了众仆之仆。好让他的主成为万王之王。
And he said he become a servant of servants so that his Lord becomes the King of kings.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果说我们要让我们的主真的在这个教会里面做王掌权，
if we really want our Lord Jesus Christ to be the King, rule in this church,
我们如要真的让我们的主成为万子之主、万王之王。
we really want our Lord to be the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
我们要永远的学习谦卑，
We need to learn humility,
不但在主面前谦卑，
not just be humble before God,
也要在人面前谦卑。
and also be humble before man.
我们要用谦卑来束腰，
We should girdle ourselves with humility.
因为我们要用谦卑来让我们这个人，来让我们这个教会准备好一起往前。
Because only through humility and by humility that we can run together the whole church toward
一起往
forward,
前，
forward,
一起往前。
and forward.
我们只有谦卑才能够让我们做到这一点。
Only humility can make us to move forward together.
我们要在神面前学习谦卑，
We need to learn humility before God,
用谦卑束腰，
gather ourselves with
这是神的吩
humility.
咐，
This is the commandment from God,
也是神的道路。
and also is a path,
啊，我们求神祝
way
福他
from
自己的
God.
话语，
We pray that God will use His words
也
and
祝福我
bless
们
His
每一个
words
人。
and bless everyone.
好，我们低头祷告。
And let's pray, let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们把这一些的话语再交在你的手中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we commit all these words into your hand again.
我们想到你儿子在地上所走过的一生。
We consider the ways our Lord Jesus Christ lived in this world.
我们的内心是充满了何等的感恩。
Our hearts are filled with thankfulness.
我们求你赐给我们力量，
We pray that it gives strength in us.
让我们在一生背着十字架跟随耶稣的道路上，不断的学习谦卑。
That we may learn humility while we pursue, while we walk in this way, taking up our cross and following Him.
也不断的操练谦卑，
We also practice humility all the time.
靠着你的恩典，
By your grace,
我们整个教会在基督的里面，我们一起往前。
that the whole church in our Lord Jesus Christ can move forward together.
我们学习看别人，看个人比自己强的这样的一个功课。
We learn to consider others more significant than us.
我们愿。
We want to be submit to each other. And we also want to serve each other. Our prayer and our only one is that you will be exalted in this congregation. And our name will be diminished, your name will be increased. We pray in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to. We're going to have a responding hymn. If you do not know this hymn, just use it in the spirit of prayer and listen to it.
求你给我一颗谦卑的心，给我一个手掌的力，好让我能走在爱你的指引里，如同耶稣的生命。求你给我一颗谦卑的心，给我一个手掌的力，好让我能走在爱你的指引里，如同耶稣的生命。帮助我更多的祷告，帮助我更深的依靠，单单相信你，深深敬畏你，一生要跟随你。求你给我一颗谦卑的心，给我一个手掌的心，好让我能走在爱你的指引里，如同耶稣的生命。帮助我更多的祷告，帮助我更深的依靠，单单相信你，深深敬畏你，一生要跟随你。帮助我更多的祷告，帮助我更深的依靠，单单相信你，深深敬畏你，一生要跟随你。帮助我更多的祷告，帮助我更深的依靠，单单相信你，深深敬畏你，一生要跟随你。 单单相信你，深深敬畏你，一生要跟随你。
好，我们先欢迎第一次在我们中间的弟兄姐妹朋友哈，您是第一次在我们中间，能不能请你介绍一下，或者邀请你的朋友帮你介绍啊？先从我左边吧，好吗？
We're going to welcome new friends. Yeah, if you are the first time here, give us an opportunity to welcome you.
Oh, 欢迎两位。左边还有第一次在我们中间吗？
Anyone else, the first time among us?
现在是眼睛越来越差，所以看不见哈。我右边有没有第一次在我们中间？
Anyone on this side, first time?
好，那我们的主日的聚会，我们除了主日聚会，其他礼拜五啊，其他聚会也在打上啊，在上面，所以欢迎各位来参加。那我们下面我们也为着神祝福我们在世上有平安的生活，有丰盛的能够存活，我们献上感谢，为着我们的奉献祷告。主耶稣，我们在这线上，我们感谢你，赐给我们生命、气息、存留。